Hello, we are not available now.
Oh.
Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anybody in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Do we use it?
No, no, sir. Does anybody in your household work for news
media? Oh, work. No, no, yes, we're retired.
Okay. Thank you. All right. And see here. And I know it's still a long ways, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president, Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably.
Definitely.
Vote? Definitely.
Definitely.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as Democrat, a Republican?
Republican.
Thank you, sir. Would you call yourself a strong Republican?
Strong.
Okay. Or not a strong Republican?
Strong.
Strong. Thank you. What is your age?
76.
Thank you, sir. Just to be sure we're representing everyone, may I ask your race?
White. Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Okay.
Very.
Now, okay. Very dissatisfied?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Next question. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Okay?
Sure.
So, first question. Project 2025. How, would you opinion?
Mm-hmm. No opinion.
Okay.
It's a bunch of you could take it and go burn it. I mean, it means nothing to me.
Okay. Republicans in Congress. Your opinion?
Oh, 80%.
Okay. Democrats in Congress.
Oh, no. Yeah, about 10%.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Joe Biden?
Yes, sir.
Oh, gosh. Poor guy. I feel sorry for him. 60%.
Okay. MAGA Republicans.
Who? The MAGA Republicans?
Yes, sir.
10%.
Okay. Lori Chavez. Okay. Lori Chavez, the Reamer.
90%.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Oh, geez. What? 10%.
Okay. Daniel Bynum?
Oh, 10%.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
Oh, 5%.
Okay. J.D. Vance?
10%.
Okay.
It's the See, I'm not in favor of either of these guys. I'm holding my nose when I vote.
Okay.
I got Trump at 10, and I got Kamala at 5. So this is going to be skewed for sure.
Okay. Well, your opinion counts, sir, and thank you for that.
Yeah. Okay.
Next question. If the elections for the U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican or Democrat?
Republican.
A lean Republican? Or just Republican?
Oh, no. Straight Republican.
Okay. I know it's still a long ways off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris? Independent?
No.
Robert
Trump.
Okay.
Trump.
Okay. I'm just going to read that way you have that, you know, more to choose from and your answer being more direct.
Okay. But you know my answer already. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Independent Cornel West?
Donald Trump.
Okay.
With my holding my nose.
Okay. Regardless on how you plan to vote, do you think you will, who you think will win the presidential election? Republican, Donald Trump, the Democrat, Kamala Harris, someone else?
Who do I think or who do I hope?
Regardless on how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election?
Harris.
Thank you, sir. Next question. And I know it's still a long ways off, but if election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Remer or Democrat Jeanine Bynum?
Chavez.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Next question. Even though you are not supporting Jeanine Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance, very small, light chance, or no chance at all?
How about an ice cube? Snowball's chance, there's no way. Zero.
Okay.
Minus zero.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay, next question. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
That's a tough one. The guy... I think he's doing the best he can with his situation, with his just being, the dementia and stuff. He's doing the best he can. He's not the Joe Biden that I, 20 years ago I would have voted for him, but he's not there. No.
Would you say strongly approve, somewhat approve?
Oh, I see. No, I don't strongly approve. I really don't have any opinion. I don't think he's running the country, okay?
Okay.
I think he just wakes up and has his mush and then goes to bed.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez DeRemer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I approve. Strongly approve.
Okay. Next question. Thank you. And now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress In this case, I will be talking with you about Lori Chavez Deremer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez Deremer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. Okay, well, first I'll read it, and then you give me your opinion. First, doubt or concern. Our democracy is being threatened, yet Chavez Deremer is standing with Trump and MAGA lies about...
Not concerned at all. Oh, jeez.
Okay, do you want me to read the rest, or do you just answer?
No, you don't have to read the rest. This is just a bunch of crap. That's just a bunch of Democratic hogwash. No.
Okay.
I strongly agree with how she's handling things.
Okay. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more doubt and concerns. Do you want
I don't have any doubts or concerns about her, and I think, and if you ask me if she's going to win the election, I say yes.
Okay. So without me reading, do you want to say not at all, or don't know, refuse, just some, without me reading those upcoming concerns and doubts? Your answer?
I don't have any doubts.
Okay. Okay. So would you say, okay. Okay, gotcha. Okay, next question. Thank you. And, you know, this is all your opinion. That's what, you know, that's what we're here for. Next question. Now, I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Deremer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Chavez, the Republican.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a statement that Janelle Bynum, opponent, has made about her and Bynum response to get your reaction. Janelle Bynum, opponent, says she's soft on crime liberal who is or against most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protests. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon's families safe. Supporters of Janelle Bynum say this attack is just an attempt by Chavez Deremer to distract from her extreme record in Congress and damage she's done to Oregon families. Chavez Deremer supports a national abortion ban, even for victims of rape and incest. Chavez Deremer has voted to cut Social Security and Medicare, strip health care protections away from Oregonians, and cut taxes for billionaires. She'll be just another rubber stamp for Donald Trump. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Deremer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Chavez.
Okay.
Oh, boy. That's all boilerplate crap, what you were talking about there. That's yeah. Yeah, okay. On both sides. But, no.
Okay,
go ahead.
The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
master's.
Okay.
2 years in after my degree.
Okay. College graduate, bachelor's degree, or postgraduate,
yes.
Master's, MBA, law.
Well, I had a BS and then a master's after that.
Okay. Okay. So would you say college graduate, bachelor's degree, or postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, et cetera? Which one would you consider your opinion of?
Oh, it'd be postgraduate work.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate,
oh, boy.
Divorced?
No, I'm married.
Okay. All right. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay.
Thank God.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee associate?
Nope.
Okay.
We have been.
Okay.
Not now.
Thank you. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Okay. All right, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and you have a good night, okay? Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.